Listen,
radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
Ah. What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! 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 Noise!
That's correct. It is 11:30 on a Wednesday. It's time for a noise and a whole bunch of brand new wax to play for you in the next hour and a half. We'll hear a nice little Swedish prog set featuring the new album by Dungen. We've got some new kind of spastic noise. We'll hear some Pterodactyl. We'll hear something by XBXRX. They've got the brand new Je Suis France. We got some Load Records stuff for you. Brand new band called Monotrack that I'm really excited about. We might get into some Norwegian black metal territory. We've actually got some hardcore abrasive noise from our friends and from Divorce Records in Halifax as well. So stay tuned for the next hour and a half. If you like your audio weird and abrasive, we're going to start you off with, though, I promise this will be the last time I play this band in a while, but the show last week was so incredible. And if you were there, you know who this is. If not, this is Acid Mother's Temple. And some quality terror-invoking audio from our brothers to the East Coast. Torso. Whose nom de plume, that is Torso is his nom de plume. Sandy Saunders is the cat's name, and has just released a split CD with Unicorn, and Unicorn is the solo work of Bill Nelson, who's no stranger to this show. Bill Nelson's project Bastard Noise, I've played it quite a lot in my last 7-year, 10-year being on the air here. Unicorn and Torso split on Divorce Records out of Halifax, divorcerecords.ca. And that is available at finer record stores in Vancouver. I know for a fact it was on the Scratch listserv last week. Go check it out. Before that, some more abrasiveness. Ben McCoster and his label Load Records strike again with the form of Air Conditioning. The name of the band is there. Dead Rails is the name of the record. And the track you heard there was Conclusions, Concussions. And we started you off there with Acid Mother's Temple, and yes, that'll be, I promise that'll be the last time you hear him for a while, because I was kind of prepping up for weeks in advance for the show last week, and yeah, the show was nothing short of orgasmic, and that was Acid Mother's Temple and the Melting Parisio UFO with La Lelo, and they did a wonderful rendition of that song. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We're going to get into some kind of spazzy indie territory. And yeah, like I said, we have, well, one of my favorite albums of the year we're going to hear in this set. We're going to hear some Pterodactyl. We're going to hear the brand new XBXRX, who are on tour with this band that we're going to start off with. And of course, I'm talking about the two Bryans, the two brains. I'm talking about Lightning Bolt.
We'll be right back.
Still my favorite track of this year, and one of my favorite albums this year. That was Pterodactyl off of their self-titled debut on Bra Records. That was Chicks Bix. Before that, you heard some brand new XBXRX out of Oakland, California. Their new one's called Wars, and I was kind of on the fence on them a little bit. I think there's about 800 bands out of their region of the United States that kind of sound exactly like them, but that track wasn't that bad. Center Wear Sight, it's called. XBXRX, who are on tour with Lightning Bolt, who we started you off the set there with their must-own 100% essential best albums of the 2000s, Wonderful Rainbow. Holy cow. Dracula Mountain, track was called. And yeah, I hope that's in your collection. And yeah, we're going to move on into some more kind of, this is a little bit poppier territory, but I kind of like these two tracks. And Chris Horrific, if you're listening, I better hear these on your show next week. That's Chris Horrific from Parts Unknown, Mondays from 1 to 3 here on the Almighty CITR. What we got coming up? Oh, for one thing, who wants to go see Bobby Caughan and Canned Ham on Saturday, May 19th. I've got a couple of free tickets here. Give me a shout here at 822-2487. No skill testing question or anything like that. Just give me a call. Tell me you're listening. Tell me you like or hate the show or whatever. But coming up in this next set, you're going to hear something brand new by Je Suis France. Their new one is called African Magic. And we're going to hear Monotracked. And I couldn't believe this. I played Air Conditioning, I played Lightning Bolt, and this third band, Monotracked, they're all on the same label. And Load Records, and holy cow, Load Records, to paraphrase a Todd Berry joke, Load Records are the best, it's the best label to masturbate to. And no, I'm not being paid to say that. We'll be right back. Something kind of upbeat there. I hope that added to your nice sunny day here in gorgeous Vancouver, British Columbia. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This show is a noise. We just heard Je Suis France, and African Magic is the name of their new one, 100 Miles and Running. And yeah, that's out fresh this week. And before that, we heard something by Monotract off of their newest one, Treveno Oscuro, and the Ballad of Lechon, it's called. I don't know if that ching is important there, but I don't know. I made it up anyways. What can you do? All right, we're going to move into some harsher, icier territory in the form of some serious Scandinavian black metal. For the next 10 minutes, we got something brand new given to us by Hydrahead Records. The artist is called Berggraven. And Dotst Visioner is the name of the album, and it is from Sweden. And it'll tie in really nicely with the next set that we're going to have after station identification at half past, because we're going to hear some Swedish prog, both old and new. We got the new Dungen coming up, and we might hear some Tradgrass Oxtenor. Yes, indeedy. But keeping with the black, icy Norwegian metal vein, if you want to raise some eyebrows at the next metal show you go to, slap on a t-shirt by these guys, and you'll at least get a few comments or conversations. You might even get a drink thrown at you. But of course, I'm talking about the creators of the genre. This is Burzum.
min reise for godt i havet med ditt døde.
Thursday mornings from 10 a.m. till noon, why not join me, your host, Charles Burnham, for Sweet and Hot, the best of the 1920s, 30s, 40s, jazz, swing, and popular music. Join me as I celebrate the music of the golden age of North American songwriting, the three-minute masterpiece, and the 78 RPM record. That's every Thursday from 10 a.m. till noon here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Well, I do have to add a certain correction to that last ad you heard. Sweet and Hot has been moved to Friday nights on CITR. Yes, if you like your old 78 scratchy sounds, Sweet and Hot has now been moved to 9 to 10:30 p.m. on a Friday, and not a bad way to start a weekend, if you ask me. Charles Burnham, one of the best record collections in Vancouver, if you ask me, and one of the many quality programs here on CITR. Coming up at 1, we're going to have a mixed compilation of jams and stuff like that. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! 3 o'clock, Radio Rumble Tone, A Go-Go. 5 o'clock, Rachel's Song, part of the Necessary Voices lecture series, hosted by Mr. Thomas Hicks. 6:30, Sam Squatch's Hideaway this week with Anita B., the best in CanCon. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Juicebox, Vancouver's most intelligent sexual health show with Julia. And 11 o'clock, Mr. Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. Yes, indeedy. And let's go through what you heard there. By the way, you're listening to A Noise here on CITR. My name's Luke, and we started you off there with the master, the madman, Varg Verkens, or Verkness, his solo project entitled Burzum. The first album by Burzum called Ask, with Spell of Destruction. If you like your metal in any way icy or cold or barren, this is the one you get to start with. And then we had something brand new out of Sweden, Berggraven, off of Dost Vidjener, with, pardon me, as my Swedish is starting to get improved, and I'll tell you why in a second, Den Svarta Agsden Essence. There you go. I don't know what that means. But yes, Sweden, segueing nicely into this next set of music. We're going to hear some of the prog side of this wonderful country. I picked up a wonderful book just a couple weeks ago entitled The Encyclopedia of Swedish Progressive Music 1967 to 79, from psychedelic experiments to political propaganda. And it is a lovely hardcover coffee table book featuring over 500 Swedish bands from this era. And I'll tell you, I thought I was a music aficionado. I've only heard of 3 of these bands in this book. And and it gives you a nice little price guide of the collectible to the unbelievably collectible. So there you go. And it also comes with a CD as well, The Baby Grandmothers, who were a very, very underappreciated band from Sweden. So check it out. I'm sure it's at finer record stores. That's where I picked mine up. It's a bit pricey, but totally worth it if you're into anything kind of progressively musical. We're going to start you off with something brand new here. This just hit our shelves last week, and these guys made a big impact last year, and they're doing it again with their new album, Tio Bitar. This is Dungin.
Yeah! Stop!
and an incredibly fuzzed out dirge version of All Along the Watchtower by Trad Grass Oxtener, which means trees, grass, and stones, from Sweden, of course, all the way back to 1969. And again, I have a listener to thank for introducing me to this band. And all the reissues are out there and stuff like that. Originals, incredibly hard to find by this band, and all their offshoots as well. Well, this about does it for yet another edition of A Noise here. We're going to end you off the way we do for the last 17 weeks now. We're part 17 of our 300-part series, The Nurse with Wound List. And again, the explanation is on Nurse with Wound's first album, Steve Stapleton, leader and founder of Nurse with Wound, listed 300 bands out of his own record collection that were some of the most diverse and obscure groups from all over the world, spanning 20 to 30 years. And here at A Noise, we're trying to go through it and give you a taste of some obscure, Steve Stapleton's brain, basically. And today is no exception. We're going to be listening to the French psych band Ame Sun. PragueArchives.com goes on to say that they're strongly influenced by early gong, with long psychedelic jam sessions leaded by flute and guitar. They only had two records out ever, and Catalyst and Primitive Expression. We're going to hear the Catalyst album, which seems to be the one preferred by fans. And I'd like to dedicate this to a friend, Erin Stanley, working away at Zulu Records. And she says she can't seem to locate this record anywhere. And, I one-upped her and managed to find it. And this is the first track off of Catalyst. And until next week, if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the